Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for downloading the Lee Hobbs Experience featuring Darren. I'm your host, Lee Hobbs, and I'm here with my good northern friend, Darren Hicklin. Hello, Darren.
Yeah, Lee, how's it, man?
Yeah, not too bad. So this is episode one.
Episode two.
No, this is the first episode we're doing.
This is the second episode we've done.
No, it's the first one.
Second? Well, we did one about a month and a half ago. That's what? On the website. If you before say this troubles. Is the first, don't mention the troubles. You mentioned this was the first one, then people aren't going to go and look for the very first one, are they?
Well, they'll be able to find it. That was episode zero. That was our test podcast.
But you can't have a zero isn't a number. It's a nothing.
It's a number. Nothing. Accountants use zeros all the time.
Yeah, on the end of other numbers. We don't have net profit zero. Well, sometimes you might get that, but not very often.
Well, it depends on whether or not you're doing the books.
Well, that's... This is episode two. Episode two, listeners. Don't listen to him right now.
Okay.
He's mental.
The official title is going to be episode one, but this will be the second of our podcasts.
Second.
The first in this series, however. So, how are things anyway, Darren?
Things are good. Things are good at the moment.
Yeah, is rehab going well?
Rehab? It's fine.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm clean still, 50 days.
Yeah, that's good, that's good.
Thanks.
Yeah, is that all the showers you've been having?
Showers and baths. I've brought a new moisturiser.
Yeah?
I have Bran Flakes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Keeping regular.
Well, yeah, I'm clean at both ends.
Yeah, that's good to know. I was glad you told me that before I gave you my seat to sit on there.
Well, I've got trousers on.
This rehab then, this is for your addiction to the old Alka Pops.
Amongst other things, Alka Pops were... No, Alka Pops were never in there. I think people would be thinking of some kind of...
Well, they were when we were at uni, along with several pints of Guinness and John Smith's and Worthington's and
Becks. Made me sound like a
Beck's
proper man drinking.
Carling and Carlsberg.
All right, you might stop it.
And all those cocktails.
Okay, all right, yeah, we get the point.
Shandies.
Shandies? I didn't drink cocktails, mate. What the fuck are you on about?
No.
I stuck to proper pints.
So, just to make myself clear on this, how do you feel about rum truffles? Are you allowed those?
Rum truffles?
Yeah.
I'd never liked them before, so... I was never a fan of rum, so...
No.
They never featured heavily in my life, to be honest, so... The fact that I can't eat them ever again isn't really gonna trouble me too much.
How about wine gums?
Wine gums...
Or do they remind you of your past?
Yeah, well, when things were really bad, I'd often sit up with a big bag of wine gums.
Yeah.
Crying.
That was actually one of the first signals for me that you had a bit of an issue there. Along with any time you went to a car boot sale and they had the little Mr. Whippy vans there, you'd always go for a cider lolly.
Cider pops. That's another thing I'm going to miss, actually.
What, yeah. Cider pops?
Cider lollies.
Yeah. Jack Daniel's sauce as well.
Again, that's something that, my steak will have to go unsauced from now on.
Mm.
I shall be having dry sauce.
You can no longer have steak and ale pie.
Again, something else I'll have to replace with risotto.
Yeah.
Couscous.
No. Don't do it to yourself.
Well, it's... You don't want to see me on the steak and ale pies. I'll just warn you.
There's a lot of Delia Smith's recipes you can't actually follow anymore because you can't have any wine in them.
No. Again, yeah, she liked the sauce.
Yeah. Quite a lot, from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's always my entire life. Obviously, diet-wise, entertainment-wise, I can no longer get drunk and call you a fucking idiot.
What, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Actually, the last few weeks when I've done that to you, you've hung up straight away. At least I had the courtesy to answer the call.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a bastard. Run on. What?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your fingers?
I'm trying to do signals. It's what they do in radio shows. Like...
Oh, okay. Over there. To the bite. Up. Down. Get out. What? What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. I am quite frightened now, listeners. I'm not sure what's happening. He's writing something down. I don't know if it's supposed to be a secret. What does it say? Oh, right, okay. So, that went well. We shan't cut, though, because we've already cut several times today. Well,
yeah, we've already been here 3 hours trying to get over the intro.
There's a train waiting for me.
Yeah.
So I hear you've had a bit of a rough time of it yourself.
I have, yeah, I have, Darren. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah.
How was I supposed to get girlfriend from that? What the fuck? You idiot. There's a pair of scissors. Idiot. Okay, so if you're not aware, Lee recently broke up with his long-term girlfriend of 8 days.
No, it was more like 6 weeks, I think.
6 weeks, 8 days, that's pretty close. What was the reason behind that? I know you've mentioned it to me before. We've got to be very careful. I'm going to underline that now.
Yeah, we're not cutting again after that. Well, she had a few issues, not of What Car Magazine. It turned out that she was a bit of a closet BMP member. Not officially, she attested to the very end that she wasn't racist at all. She just had certain views about people coming into the country, about immigration and the like. She was dead set against any kind of feckin' Greeks. Yeah, them, the Chinese and the Polish and the Scottish and people from other counties. She didn't like them very much either. In fact, she was very xenophobic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what started this?
Well, we were just sitting down having a Domino's pizza. Can I say Domino's pizza? Is that advertising?
You can. There are other places to buy pizza. They're equally shit.
Yes. Thanks for that, Darren.
Well, if Domino's would give us a couple of quid, then
that'd be nice. Yeah,
they're reasonable.
Yeah, it'd pay the way, wouldn't it? Anyway, we were sitting down having a pizza, a Texas barbecue.
A nondescript pizza.
Yeah, from a nondescript place. We won't mention Domino's again.
No.
And watching Hollyoaks, as you do. And, yeah, the subject got onto immigration, and she seemed a bit apprehensive about immigration, and, you know, I agreed that there had to be some measures of control.
What? You fucking Nazi, Lee. You Nazi. I knew this is... Oh, I know why you dumped her now. Because she wasn't extreme enough. I know.
Was pretty extreme.
I know. Yeah, but didn't match up to you, did she? Controlling immigration. You Nazi.
I'm sure the...
I've read the Daily Mail. I know what you guys get up to.
The readers of the Daily Mail will attest to the need for some measure of control, you know, just let the good ones in.
The good ones. Which ones are they?
Well, I don't know, but we just didn't agree that it was right to give asylum seekers £2 million mansions when people like ourselves are struggling to get on the property market and get mortgages for even one-bed flats.
I know what you mean. I mean, we're currently sat in Lee's 4-acre country retreat, and there's one down the road.
But this is a very small room in the mansion, but it's not one of the bigger rooms, because you get the like hallway-type echo, which would have been awful for recording.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the girlfriend, before we have to cut again.
Yeah, we're definitely not cutting again. We can't.
I tried to put forward the positive aspects of immigration and harking back to the 1950s after the war, when the government brought in people from around the Commonwealth to try and help rebuild our shattered.
This is getting quite educational. This is supposed to be
our shattered land. Sorry.
Now you're talking about post-war Britain. This is depressing.
Well, it's a history programme as well. We do hope the listeners can learn something as well.
I don't want to educate.
But yeah, no. But I digress. In return for people being allowed to come and live here, you know, we were helped to rebuild the country after the war. She didn't seem to.
So you probably think that they blew up.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. She wasn't so happy about that. nor was she very happy when I tried to put forward the view of, you know, what would our entertainment business be without immigration? I mean, you wouldn't have Lenny Henry for a start, or Chris Akabusi in the sports, and Question the Sport.
Yeah, yeah, they're both in their field of expertise there. I'd want to say top of, but can't really, since you mentioned Lenny Henry.
Yeah, that's probably was a bad example. Which exactly is probably why we broke up.
To young black men.
Yeah. So let's skip on to our next segment, where we talk about some of the things that have caught our eye in the news this last week.
I'm glad you say that. I'm sorry to jump in there, but this story, I had to tell you about this. This is fucking brilliant. It's from the Newbury News. Since I were in Newbury, I thought it would be
appropriate to start with some local news.
Yeah, some of them that might interest some of you out there. The first one, it just jumped off the page, really. I mean, it's something that I really want to go to, but I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, it is. It's on a Saturday. I'm pretty sure I couldn't.
It doesn't clash with any of your rehab.
Actually, yes, it does. So you'll have to go along.
Yeah, there's usually alcohol present at these sort of events as well, and we don't want you having some sort of crazy bender.
No, it doesn't really sound like a suitable place to have a relapse either.
No.
It's the Quackers' Fate. Quakers' Fate or Quackers?
Quackers.
Quackers' Fate. Quackers' Day Nursery in Chivalry is holding its summer
Cheevely.
Fate. Cheevely. Oh, you fucking lot from Berkshire. You can't say outright, can you? It's holding its...
Carry on.
Let's not get onto that. It's an E, it's not an A, it's Berkshire. I live in Reading, I know all about it. Quackers Day Nursery in Cheevely, or Chivalry, as I'm going to say it, is holding its summer fete on Saturday. During the day, there will be activities including a treasure hunt, uckaduck, goal shoot, and a variety of stalls with things to do and buy. Well, things to do and buy. The free to enter event runs from 12... Oh, don't really want to plug it, so I'm not going to tell you what time it is. You'll have to go out and find that yourself, because, again, they haven't...
By the time we actually get around the technical difficulties of getting this podcast out, it's probably long gone anyway.
Right, so this is going to be like a sort of a history summary. Local history instead of news. Recent activities around Newbury.
Yeah, we've got to wait for Techie Teg to get back from his travels around India to help us figure out how to post this on the internet.
Did he not know he had this to do?
Well, he did, yeah, but he still went on this bloody tour to India.
He doesn't care.
No, I've asked him to send us a big hello message to all of his fans, because I know they're out there. And Teg is actually our only fan as well.
Currently, I'm sure there's more. The free-to-enter event runs from until in the High Street, and all are welcome to attend. Proceeds go towards the nursery. It's a free-to-enter event, so I'm not sure what proceeds they're really talking about there. Maybe the uckaduck stuff. But that sounds absolutely fucking brilliant. Quackers' yeah. Fate.
I love coconut shies.
Quackers' Fate. I
Does it mention coconut shies?
Coconut shies. I don't really like coconuts. So.
And donkey rides. They're always good.
It's not Blackpool.
Well, they have them down here as well in the south.
It's a school fete in a nursery. I don't.
Yeah, it's probably not big enough.
You're expecting some kind of Russian circus to roll into town. You know, it's going to be rubbish. Actually,
they got any tombolas?
It doesn't say. I mean,
legalized gambling in my eyes.
Yeah. Well, let's not get into that. There are certain ways to dodge around that, but it's a rubbish story, really. I can't believe I've just given it that much free air.
No, nor can I.
I feel fucked.
Nor can our readers or listeners even.
Fucking
unless
we've
got
nursery.
People on the Braille version of this podcast.
Bunch of bastards.
No. Anyway, my story is a pretty interesting one, actually, compared to your one. The headline is, this is again from Newbury News, because of no other newspaper we could find before doing this podcast. So, a whole lot of bother on the pavement. Now, apparently, people living in Newbury have been shocked by a collapsed pavement in a street. The incident was reported to the authorities on Sunday morning after one man put his foot clean through a brick paved... I love the picture. I wish we should put a picture of the picture on the website because it's hilarious. It's just one, just one brick on the pavement has just completely disappeared. Apparently leaving a 2 metre hole.
What's in the hole? Has anybody looked in it?
Gnomes. The thing from It, possibly. Anyway, the man, who asked not to be named for fear of repercussions, said he noticed his wife had parked over the crevice in the road and told her to move the car. On applying gentle pressure to test the safety of the paving, he was shocked to see his foot fall completely through the surface.
Is that real?
Shocking.
Is that real? That's a real story.
Yeah. Oh, you can see a video of this story. Well, let's plug this at www.newburytoday.co.uk.
What, a video of the man actually falling into the hole? Because that would be hilarious.
Possibly.
It would be so convenient if they showed up right then and just started filming it. Look at this undisturbed pavement.
But they've actually, in the picture, they've actually got a police line around this single hole in the pavement.
Like it's a crime scene.
Yeah.
Well, I did hear...
Like maybe a tiny man has fallen down there and been killed.
I have heard... they're unconfirmed rumours, so...
Yeah.
Don't
read anything into it.
Yeah, apart from they're probably true.
Yeah.
But popular Cockney villain, David Courtney, has been spotted in the area with a shovel and a pickaxe.
Right.
He's been looking quite shifty. He was approached by a young man.
Yeah.
Who he then instructed to go and pick a pocket or two, I heard.
Ah, I see.
But again, you know, unconfirmed rumours, but David Courtney, you never know where he'll pop up, really.
No.
Cheeky chap.
All over the place, trying to break into safes on TV, or even trying to join a convent, as I've heard recently. These are the latest rumours.
Oh, Catholicism, yeah. He's into that at the moment. Again, that's something unconfirmed that I've heard.
Yep. But there have been some problems with his application, as he apparently forged the baptism document, so he probably won't be brought into the church. But
again, unconfirmed.
Yeah, but highly likely, but unconfirmed.
Another unconfirmed, unrelated David Courtney story is he's recently been spotted with a new beau. Some might say courting, but he's been spotted in a local noodle shop in Reading, with his former nemesis Jordan. Now I've heard him call Jordan Gordon in a reference to a manly guy.
Manly chin.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the hatchet is well and truly buried, and they are
friends again, going out to noodle bars.
And maybe even planning a career together in music or...
They could be,
or the arts. You never know. Again, I mean, these are all unconfirmed stories we've heard. So, David, don't come round with your menacing ways. I'm scared of you.
Yeah, do not go round to 1661.
Whoa!
What?
All right, okay, that's not where I live anyway, don't matter. Prick.
To some random guys that's going to get a knock on the door from Dave Courtney. What the fuck have you been saying about me, you cunt?
Well, the unconfirmed rumours, David. That's what I shall respond with, if that was my house.
Which it isn't.
It isn't, no. I live next door. He'll never work it out.
No.
Because he won't know which side. He'll be there forever, puzzling away. Probably have a calculator out.
God. Could he be in 164? 168. Either way, I'll find him.
We've
I'll stake him out.
I'll just go out the back. He can't be at the front and the back, can he?
No. That's a good way to outthink
a
Cockney villain
David
Courtney.
Okay, more on Dave Courtney. Watch next time if we're not killed.
Yeah, if we actually make it to the next podcast, which will be podcast number 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Number 3, yes.
Yep. There we go. So let's cast our net a little further.
Global events. Well, I'm not really one for reading the them big grown up papers.
Like the Daily Mail.
Yeah, I don't really care about deficits and elections and lottery results. I have no interest. I usually go straight for the Hollywood gossip.
Ooh.
And today,
what have you got for me today, Darren? That's a very good link.
Yes, today I've got I had like zero notice, so I googled very quickly and found out that actress Zsa Gabor, star of such films as Lovely to Look At, 1952, which of course was the remake of the RKO Esther Rogers pastiche Roberta from 1935, and also star of One Tun Tun, The Dog Who Saved Hollywood, 1976. Yeah. I've got to see that film. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Recently, at the age of 93,
bloody hell,
broken 93. Her hip in bed.
In bed.
One can only imagine what she was doing in bed when she broke it. But there is...
mind boggles.
Yeah, well, we're just a mind that was boggling there, I think. But there is a very touching quote here from one of her spokespeople. I'm just going to find it. Publicist Jean Blanchette said Gabor was... Okay, I'm not going to read what she was actually doing in bed because I don't think that's appropriate. She has an active mind. She's very bright. She's funny. She always makes me laugh whenever I talk to her. Her body's failing her. What a quote. What a touching quote. I mean...
What a sad way to end your quote as well.
If I was to injure myself performing bedroom aerobics, then I'd really, really would like somebody to come out with such a touching quote. Just finish it off nicely with, his body is failing him.
Well, they have, only it's been more like, your liver's failing you.
Right, okay. More on my recovery. Recovery watch.
Yeah. Well, I also didn't have very long to prepare, but I did find a very interesting story from New Zealand.
I'm going to have another Jaffa.
Another Jaffa cake. You've got to leave some for later.
Well,
there's only two left.
That's all right. One each.
You've nearly munched through the entire lot of Jaffa cakes, but anyway.
In anticipation of what you're going to make me do later.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. But our listeners will find out that soon enough.
All right.
Anyway, the headline was Man Learns to Tell Pigs from Cops.
I fucking love Jaffa.
Thank you. A New Zealand man who called police officers pigs has been ordered to spend a day at a pig farm. Officers have hoped that this will enable the 22-year-old man to tell the difference between pigs and police officers. He was charged with using offensive language after he hurled abuse at police during a trip to Auckland.
See, I'd like to see the same thing. I often call women whores. So I think I'd like it if a judge sent me to spend the day with some whores so I could write to them and explain the difference.
Yeah. So you'd have to write an essay then explaining the difference between whores and women.
Yeah. I mean, I got it just by copying Snoop Dogg's. I wanted to be like my favourite gangster rappers.
Yeah.
So I approach
like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and R. Kelly and...
R. Kelly, yeah, Missy Elliott's. I call women now bitch or hoe.
Bitch or hoe. Is that more respectful? Is that a more respectful term than whores?
Well, they seem to do all right in the lady stakes.
They do, yeah. Yeah, I've always wondered why women like guys to treat them mean to keep them keen. What is that all about?
Well, like hitting them and that. I don't think they like that.
I don't think they're hitting them, but they seem to be more interested in you anyway if you show less interest in them, as it was explained to me recently
by
a female friend.
If the man in question has several million pounds in the bank. I'm not calling them money grabbers or gold diggers, but...
You ain't saying she's a gold digger?
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. No, we can't finish the rest of that lyric.
Because we don't know it.
No, we don't know it.
We don't have the lyrical genius and poise of Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Nor do we have the sunglasses.
No, he's a big fan of the sunglass.
Yeah. So, reining in the news stories a little bit and going to national stuff, anything caught your eye this week? I guess probably the biggest news story is the the capture of Raoul Moat.
Raoul Moat, yes.
Yeah.
Guy that led the police on a wild
goose chase.
Goose chase, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did they capture bastard. Him? What was the town?
Was it Rothbury?
Rothbury.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of that.
No.
Well, until now, it's famous now.
It's very famous now. It's like Hungerford many years ago wasn't on the map. Might or Dunblane even. And unfortunately, tragedies have now made them well known to the general public. And not just places that people drive through very quickly.
Okay, so they can launch some kind of promotional "I survived a Raoul Moat hunt" T-shirt.
That would probably be pushing it a little bit. I think it's probably a little too soon to try and make any jokes about Raoul Moat.
It's not a joke. It's just an observation. It's a way to make quick cash. I think we should get ourselves up there now.
Yeah.
I survived a Raoul Moat hunt chase.
Thing. It could work.
Actually, quite a few people did survive. I mean, to say he had a shotgun, he was very unsuccessful. Because he only actually killed one person. That's what makes him even...
That loss of life, though, was very regrettable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, understandably, but...
And we in no way condone any of the actions that Raoul Moat undertook in the last couple of weeks. Nor do we condone being friends with Paul Gascoigne.
No. Fucking idiot. What's he doing?
That whole story just took a complete bizarre turn for me when Paul Gascoigne turned up with a bag of chickens, some beers, and a fishing rod.
I honestly thought I'd start drinking again.
What you doing, man? Come down here, you silly bugger. He said we was going to go fishing in the canal.
I want to see what the police did. Why didn't they just wave him?
Cancel the negotiator.
All
it's
right,
okay.
Paul's here.
Gascoigne's here. Come on, Gazza, you've got the mic. Well, hey, man, do you want to get a few bevvies, like?
Yeah, he's my hero of the week.
So how did they, Raoul Moat or Paul Gascoigne?
Paul Gascoigne.
Paul Gascoigne's your hero of the week.
I'm not a fan of Raoul Moat, really. I haven't subscribed to any Facebook page or... Well, you say you don't condone any activities of the kind.
No. I do wonder, though, what... Gazza and Raoul Moat used to get up to.
But it would make a very interesting comic.
Yeah.
The activities.
Going for a trip to the cinema.
Or the seaside.
Yeah. With their survival gear.
Yeah.
And Paul Gascoigne with his fishing rod, bag of chicken and some beer.
Right, thanks for the catch up on the news anyway. Now... What we're going to go into is a little section that we like to call Dazzy's Villain of the Week and Lee's Hero of the Week.
Dun 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 dun.
Basically, oh, there's more. Any more?
No.
Basically, I pick a guy or a girl, might be a bitch, who has done something to piss me off during the week.
Yeah.
Since I am quite grumpy now.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say now. I'm just more aware of it. I remember it. I'm going to start with my villain of the week. And it's a guy, he's going to have to remain unnamed, because I don't know his name. I don't even know the name of the shop that he works at.
Interesting.
But it's on Queen's Road in Reading, so if you ever get in there. I don't want to take trade off any other shops on that road, but it's near the Lyndhurst pub.
Yeah.
I went in for I was on my way to a meeting for my rehab, and I needed a soft drink. So I went in and I picked up a bottle of Ribena because...
Ribena, oh, that's a classic.
It is. I've got right back into me Ribena, actually. Still tastes as good as it did.
I've got some in the cupboard, actually. We should try some later.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
But I noticed that all the other bottles of pop that he had in his fridge... They were all priced at £1.09, right?
Oh, that's extortion.
Yeah, I didn't really want to break the pound barrier because there's something psychological about that.
Yeah.
Paying over a quid for something means you've got to break into another pound coin if you've only got £2 coins on you.
And it leaves loads of change in your pocket, which weighs down your trousers and puts extra pressure on your belt.
Exactly, really.
We've all been there.
It drags your trousers right down. So I picked up the bottle, which had clearly on it... It was, I mean, the factory, the Ribena people at the factory had put a price on that of 99p.
Yeah.
No, I've got no problem with paying 99p for a bottle of Ribena. That's pretty reasonable. That's very good value. Yeah. It's a very good drink. I like it. When I got to the till, the man working, that shit, I don't know if he owns the shop or he was just working there, he demanded £1.09. When I corrected him and said, no, mate, it's 99p. Look, it says it on the bottle. I was met with a response that left me dumbfounded.
Ooh.
Dumbfounded. It's not very often I use that word.
No.
I probably won't use it again, actually, because I don't really understand it. But that's what it's led me to, this...
This is what's given you this angry look on your face.
Yeah, this idiot that worked in the shop. At the time, I was speechless. I was absolutely speechless. So I ended up actually handing over my £1.09 because he said the 99 pence on the bottle was a suggestion from the people from Ribena.
So the people at Ribena are just suggesting that he charges 99p?
Yeah, yeah. And he said, no, I want to charge £1.09p.
Oh.
I don't want to spend the extra 10p. I wanted to buy it for 99p. Well, had I not needed a drink and got to the point where this was the last shop I could get to before I had to get to my meeting,
yeah,
I would have gone somewhere else. But he had me. I was stuck.
You were there.
I couldn't get out. He demanded the extra 10p, so I had to give it him. And you know what he's done? By doing that, he has lost all future trade from me, yeah. Period, unless I'm really thirsty,
yeah.
Or I forget, I'm never going to go back to that shop again.
Yeah. So he's probably just lost about, what, £5? If you think about several drinks, maybe a packet of fags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever been
so
there.
So he's not going to lose any sleep over it, is he?
Well, he's lost some trade. Might be small trade, but yeah. I might win a lottery.
He might lose more trade after people have heard this podcast.
Yes.
And heard just how angry you are and Queen's dumbfounded
in
you've Redding. Been.
It's the blue one. Don't go there, because he's a knob. I'd fight him if I could. If he weren't bigger and stronger than me, I would definitely fight him.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
he was weaker
yeah.
than me.
If he'd been struck down with cerebral palsy or something.
Well, I wouldn't have to fight him then, would I? He wouldn't be working.
Very true.
You should think sometimes, Lee. Anyway.
Yeah.
Enough about my villain of the week, the cunt. Let's move on to your hero of the week.
Yeah, well, this has been a very good week. So, I don't just have one hero. I have two heroes.
Whoa.
We didn't stipulate in the intro whether we had a limit on the number of heroes or villains we could have in the week.
Well, I've met loads of cunts this week. I could...
But I only gave you time to prepare for one cunt, so that's all you're getting.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, my heroes. Firstly, the mega chain, McDonald's.
Well, hang
normally
on.
Normally
on
most
on,
people's
wait,
list
wait, wait,
of
wait.
Heroes.
Wait, I've got to point out here.
Yeah.
Again, since McDonald's haven't given us anything, there are other fast food places that are equally shit as McDonald's.
Yes, so. That, yeah, will go through your system pretty damn quickly.
And they all shit in the food.
Well, we don't want to make allegations we can't back up with proof, obviously.
Well, I got it from an unnamed source, so...
Yeah.
They want to protect their anonymity, so...
Was it a bottle of ketchup without the label on it?
I don't get it.
Unnamed source?
Unnamed
bottle of ketchup
source.
With no label on it? Anyway, we'll skip over that one.
Oh, I get it, because the label's gone.
Yeah.
You can't tell what brand it is. That's quite good.
I'm glad I didn't do stand-up comedy. All the ad-libbing I can never do. Anyway, back onto McDonald's and the McFlurry. The Cornetto McFlurry, which has now been relaunched for the next couple of weeks. So I will be partaking in a few...
And that's seriously your hero of the week, an ice cream.
One of them.
It's got to be a person. You can't...
No, it's a corporation.
You can't give this prize to a corporation.
It's McDonald's for bringing back
McDonald's
the Cornetto McFlurry.
It's an ice cream. Just have a Cornetto.
What, and just... Break it and mix it up in a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
You get more wafer. Just get a spoon and mash it all up. Like.
Have you seen the size of a McFlurry and then the size of a Cornetto?
Well, I've still never had a McFlurry, so.
You haven't?
No.
You're missing out. So, how can you diss a McFlurry then if you've never had one? How can you sit there with your lighter in your hand and dismiss a McFlurry when you haven't had it?
Well, I've...
You're just going on hearsay. You're just going on the stuff you've read on the Daily Mail website.
I was trying to impress my peers.
All the potassium and semen they found.
They said it gives you cancer.
What? Well, yeah, but they say everything gives you cancer.
It does.
But they don't say cancer gives you cancer.
Well, no, because you've already got it then, no. It spreads.
If you've got cancer, you're going to get cancer.
No, you've already got it. You can't get it again. Oh, you stupid fucking idiot. You don't know nothing.
I do know some things. Well, probably not as much as you.
Yeah, exactly. I've drank a lot, so I have to do a lot of reading.
A lot of reading of pint glasses and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the head office of most breweries.
And on to my second hero of the week. It's got to be Fabio Capello. Now, some people may be pretty surprised at that.
Hero.
Same with McDonald's. Yeah, there are some people out there that think it was Capello's fault for England not reaching a further stage of the World Cup, completely ignoring the fact that all our players were absolute shite. And it's this reason, with Fabio Capello's Capello Index, which has recently been released, that I'm nominating him as my Hero of the Week. Because he's had the balls to actually rate all the players in the England team, and he's been pretty honest, pretty brutally honest, actually, about a lot of the players and how shit they are.
I don't think it was him what rated them, though, were it?
Well, he's trying to backtrack now, because I don't think it's very good for him really to go back to work and have all these players in front of him when he's only rated them 6 out of 10.
Yeah, it wasn't him what rated him. He just got asked to endorse this site. They gave him like £250,000 and said, can you just say you'll do this? That's all he's done. He ain't done out. Your two heroes of the week are stupid.
They have been pretty shit.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, well, maybe we should prepare a bit more before doing a podcast.
Well, just think of somebody what's done something good. Lollipop Man or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
You ain't got nothing up here.
Prince Charles, has he done nothing good lately?
No. He's just interfered with stuff.
Yeah. Desmond Tutu. Nah, he's always doing good things. So actually,
that's his job. That's what he gets paid for.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I can't have him...
No, you can't, can you? Okay, well, that wraps up Hero or Unhero and Villain of the Week. Okay, now we're going to move on to introduce... I seem to have taken Lee's podium off him here.
It's okay, yeah. I'll let you have your moment in the sun.
Well, that's kind of it now. I mean, he's your mate, he ain't my mate. But we're going to go on now to Techie Tag. You're going to...
Yeah,
introduce him.
We've had Hero of the Week, we've had Villain of the Week. And now we're having Fan of the Week. And seeing as we only have one fan, a bit like Flight of the Conchords, but in real life, quite depressingly, this shout goes out to Andrew Tagala, who we mentioned earlier. Techie Teg, or Terry, depending on which nickname you decide to call him. He's got many. The Tegster, Tegmeister General.
Fucking idiot.
Well, we don't want to alienate our only fan, Darren.
Alright.
Our only fan, may I add, that has the know-all to actually get this podcast online.
Alright.
He's currently on his travels in India. Yeah, asked him to send us a little message of greetings to his fans and ours.
He's ignorant.
He's not ignorant.
He is, he ain't done it, has he?
He will be.
You know the only reason I've allowed him on the show...
We won't go into that.
Well, I think we should.
Well, on your head be it.
Well, we'll discuss it with him when he's here, but, you know, Teg, you're very welcome, mate, but, well, I say mate, but there's a catch. Not everything in life is
free. I really like your dry wit, Darren. Your sarcasm.
Thanks.
It's great.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, that was our shout out to our one and only fan. Hopefully, if you'd like to become a fan of the Lee Hobbs Experience featuring Darren, we will give you details at the very end of the show, and hopefully we can double or even triple our fan base by the next podcast. And also,
it's nice to have dreams.
It is, yeah. I had a weird dream last night.
Yeah?
Very, very strange. Going off topic, but and totally unscripted. Somehow.
Well, you make it sound like we've got a script.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't for this bit. It'd
be a lot better if we had a script.
Yeah. No, the first dream was incredibly strange. Somehow I had a gunshot wound to the side of the head. And although I was still alive, I had a gaping hole about the size of my fist, which was exposing my brain. And I had to get to the hospital to, you know, get fixed up. But the only way I could get to the hospital, for some reason, was to go on some crazy Whitewater Rapids-style theme park ride that kind of started off like a computer game, like one of those light gun games you get in the arcade, where I had to shoot things while going on the rapids in order to get myself safely to the hospital. But then when I got to the hospital and got patched up, they put a little bandage around there and said for 24 hours I had to make sure nobody touched my brain, which was still exposed somehow, otherwise I'd die. I had to spend the next 24 hours trying to avoid evil exes who were trying to kill me by prodding my brain with hangers, coat hangers, and hit me with frying pans.
Is that because they were racist?
No, these were different exes, actually. There were a couple.
They've all been racist, though, haven't they? You only go out with racist girls, haven't you?
I don't.
Yeah,
That's a lie.
That's what you. That's your first question. Look, I remember when you first met me.
Don't believe everything you read written in public urinals.
That's the first thing you said to me when we were at university. You said, "Hey up, Daz, I'm Lee. Do you want to be in my racist gang?" That's what you said. I remember it. I was just there, just leaning against a wall, and you just walked
and
along.
I just waltzed over to you.
Yeah, and just said it.
Offered you some Colgate whitening.
Yeah. And suggested we get tattoos.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do.
And so we go on to our very final segment. In order to try and get ourselves a bit of a name for doing things off kilter, we decided to have a little segment where we...
Oh, he's so posh. He's using posh words. They're not going to understand that.
Okay. We decided we was going to have this bit in the podcast, like when we ate shit food live on the podcast. Now, this has been in the news lately. Tesco's have recently launched a lasagna sandwich. And as unappealing as that sounds, we have one sitting in front of us right now. Limited edition, introductory price £2.
Got to point out at this point as well, since Tesco ain't give us nothing for free, there are other supermarkets available and they're equally shit.
Yes, thank you, Darren. Now we're going to designate this the Lasandwich. This is something Darren came up with. And we're now going to be opening the sandwich and trying one live on the podcast. We've both been very not looking forward to this at all. Here you go, Darren, there's your bit.
Nice one.
Yeah, we've got some Jaffa cakes on the side to try and take away the taste. We also have a dog right next to us. We'll be licking its arsehole if the Jaffa cake doesn't take away the taste. So,
but it smells.
First thoughts?
It smells like lasagna.
Mm.
Well,
that's a good sign.
Big dry piece of pasta.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this, I've got to be honest.
No, nor am I.
It does not look good. It does not look good at all.
A bit of bechamel sauce on the top there. One thin sheet of slimy-looking lasagna.
So the...
Okay, so the challenge is... the winner of this challenge, I should have pointed out earlier, this will be a challenge, is the first person to eat their sandwich.
This will also be done every week, and next week's challenge
next
is...
Next week will be haggis, and then from then we will be building up to such delights as... Jellied eels,
ox's tongue,
and eventually tripe. Again, none of us are looking forward to it, but this is our way of trying to get some attention for ourselves. This is a very attention-seeking segment.
Don't sound ashamed of it at all.
We're selling our souls, Darren. Let's not beat around the bush.
Well, we ain't getting very much money.
Well, we're not getting any money at all.
Spend a fiver to get her on the train.
Yeah, and then the outlay for the Newbury Weekly and the sandwich and Jaffa cakes.
Okay.
Took the total to about £5.
Right, so the next part, obviously, that you're going to hear is us trying to force down a sandwich.
Yeah, there may be some sounds of us being sick as well. We'll see how we go anyway.
Okay, but okay. Now,
let's,
three.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
So, let's... God. Not as bad as I was initially going to think.
That's not great.
It's not awful either, but I don't know if I'd recommend it. Actually, I don't think I can get through this.
Oh, no, awful.
It's disgusting.
Oh.
Have you bowed out already?
No, I'm not beaten.
Where's that Ribena?
Oh, God.
I'm glad we got these Jaffa cakes.
That's gonna take I wish I had mine first.
Why did you stuff it inside the sandwich? That was a bit of a bad move from the start. Oh, the
bad
meat things
are
in this are just disgusting.
Oh.
What have you had? What was that?
It was a bit of rank meat, man. I don't know what the fuck that was.
It's got like thin slices of steak or something in it.
Is that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fucking
I thought it was meant to be minced.
Why?
Maybe they haven't minced it up.
Why aren't you struggling? This is fucking horrible.
This is worse than a parmesan. Oh, God. Actually, I don't think I can finish this. Yep. I think that's me done. Do you need a bucket? Oh. That lasagna bit's so slimy. Okay. You're okay there?
I'm not done.
You're not carrying on, are you?
I've got to
win.
That
means I've got to.
Well, because if I don't finish this, then you, when we get to the ox's tongue, you're just going to say, I ain't finishing it. You'll have a little bit and say, so I've got to set a precedent here. I've got to eat this even though I don't like it. And it is fucking bad. It is bad.
It's not good at all.
I'm having a salt and I'll
last bite.
To swallow.
You're really struggling there, aren't you?
Right, I don't need to eat the rest of that. That's fine.
I've actually got a layer of grease in my drink now. On the top of my drink. That's disgusting.
My good God.
I'm going in for the Jaffa cake.
I'll just have a quick read here. God, I am struggling. I think you should talk to them. I think I'm dying.
You don't look good, actually.
That was fucking bad. That was horrible.
Yeah. I think on the whole scale of things, though, this isn't going to be as bad as tripe.
I'm alright.
You need a bucket?
I've got a Jaffa cake.
That's it. Have your Jaffa cake. Now, I've washed that filth from my mouth. I guess all that's left is to leave you with the sounds of Darren vomiting. You alright there, Darren?
Yeah.
Yeah. And say thank you very much for listening to...
No, wait. Before we go.
Yeah.
We've now got an email address where you can contact us.
Yeah, I was just trying to link into that.
I've surpassed that to Lee.
Yeah. You're looking very peachy there. Right. Thank you very much for listening to us. If you'd like to get in touch, we do have an email address now. Thanks, Aaron. It is the Lee Hobbs Experience. That's THELEHOBBS. Experience. At yahoo.co.uk. Now, if my colleague would kindly stop being sick.
I'm sweating.
You okay? Yeah. Your eyes are bulging. You don't look good at all.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be the same with the jelly deals and tripe. We also have a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/...
I think they know where Facebook is.
Yeah, but...
They're not stupid.
Never overestimate your target audience, Darren. I've told you that often enough.
Underestimate.
Yeah, one of those, anyway.
Never think they're stupid.
Never estimate.
Oh, right, no, always think they're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But if you'd like to be a fan or comment on this week's podcast, you can go to Facebook and find us at the Lee Hobbs Experience. I hope you've enjoyed watching, or listening, even, I should say. And I'm just going
to
go...
You ain't going to have to cut myself. Do all that again, are we? I can't eat another one of them sandwiches.
No, we're not cutting again. We're not going to do another take.
So, can I go now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, go have your ciggy.
Brilliant. Thanks.
There's drinks later if you... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, cheers, Lee.
We've got some Sprite on hand, in case.
Oh.